You're on The Naked Scientist with me, Greg Jackson, and Chris Smith. And today, the lighting revolution that's going straight over our heads, LEDs.
Now, we've heard how they work, but what effect do they have on our inner workings? Evidence suggests that these bright lights could be affecting our sleep cycles, and a lack of sleep has been linked to a whole host of diseases, including even cancer.
Mari Heising from Uni Research Health in Bergen is a sleep expert. But before we go to that, can I just ask you, Mari, what is a body clock and why do we have one?
So a body clock is the internal biological clock that helps us keep our 24-hour cycle. And we need that to have our day and night routines. So this body clock is actually controlled by the suprachiasmatic nucleus in the brain, helping us keep our circadian rhythm.
And how is it affected by light?
So light is really important to set this body clock. So what it does, in short, is when the eye signals that it's dark, the suprachiasmatic nucleus starts the production of melatonin, and that's the sleep hormone. It's very important to have good sleep. And in the same way, in the morning, the light suppresses the body's production of melatonin. So essentially, light keeps us on a good day and night rhythm.
What about different types of light? I'm thinking bluer light, brighter white lights, and even red light. Do they all have a different way in which they interact with our body clocks?
Well, actually, all light affects melatonin and our body clocks, but we know that the LED lighting is even more efficient in that sense, so it has a stronger effect on our melatonin production than the other light sources. So what happens is that if you have bright light, for example, LED lighting in the evening, you actually delay your circadian rhythm. And instead of being sleeping and going to bed, you feel more alert, and you can often end up with too short sleep.
I mean, that doesn't sound like the end of the world, a little bit of lost sleep. Is that really that dangerous or that bad?
Well, of course, everyone has a bad night's sleep once in a while, and that's not dangerous. But we do know that insufficient sleep over a long period of time is associated with poor mental and physical health. For instance, we know that if you just have a few hours of sleep, you're easily irritated, more worried. I think everyone can relate to that. But we also know that this, for instance, is related to depression in the long run. And another example that we've been studying here in Bergen is that if you have short sleep duration, and this was among adolescents, we found that they have poor school performance compared to others. And that's maybe not that surprising when we know that sleep is important for memory and concentration, for instance.
So that was in students that were presumably using smartphones and tablets late at night, and it was delaying this production of melatonin, and therefore they were getting to sleep later and still waking up at that same time. And they had worse grades. How much worse were they?
Well, they were significantly worse. So it's a Norwegian grading system. But what we found that the students between 16 and 18 that went to sleep between 10 and 11, they had far better grades.
So is it as simple as not using screens later at night then?
Well, I guess that's one solution. Another thing you can do is at least try to log off the last hour before you go to sleep. And if you're not able to log off all the way, there are some of the screens now that at least you can turn off some of the blue light, or the LED lighting, so that at least you have more dim lighting and the light that doesn't affect your sleep in the same way.
Fantastic. Colin, I just wanted to ask you what the world of LEDs is doing about it. If LEDs are giving off these blue light, yes, we're putting these phosphor, ping pong balls over the top, but there's still some blue light coming out there. So what are they doing in your industry to compensate for that?
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, the receptor in the eye is most sensitive to the blue light, so the blue light is the problem, as you say. So we want to mimic natural sunlight, and what we're trying to do now, instead of having the phosphor, we want to make white light using red, green and blue LEDs, right? It's the obvious way to do it. We haven't done that so far because green is very inefficient. But if we push the efficiency of green up, it's called the green gap problem, then we'll have red, green and blue LEDs and people will be able to control the colour quality just as they want. So if you want a romantic supper, you have a reddish white light.
Colin, you mentioned the green gap, that these green LEDs are just inefficient in comparison to the blue and red. Why is that?
Well, they're more inefficient because to get the green light out, you have to grow at a lower temperature than getting the blue light out. And when you grow at a lower temperature, you have more defects in the crystal, impurities and defects, and that quenches the light emission, so they're less efficient.
So this is like in Tom, when Tom went to go and see Rachel.
Yes.
And they talked about the electrons combining with the whole, like the labyrinth game.
That's
is
right.
That if there's more problems with the structure, then those electrons don't meet those holes and you don't produce the light.
Yeah, well, the electrons actually go to the defects and the holes go to the defects. They don't combine properly and they don't give out the light. They give out heat, actually, rather than light.
Oh,
so we don't
which is
want
exactly
it.
What
you don't,
we don't want
it. Yeah. But the interesting news is, and this is this week's work, right? If you form gallium nitride with different atomic arrangement, different crystal structure, then we think we can solve this green gap problem. We're just doing this now, so it's for a future broadcast. But we can see really brilliant green light coming out of this, and we just have to measure the efficiency, which we haven't yet done. But in the next 4 weeks, we'll do that.
Wow.
So we think we may have solved this problem. This is really up to date.
I've got the solution right here. Rather than scrolling through social media sites until the early hours, why not just turn off the lights and listen to our podcast instead?
But not on a smartphone that you're looking at.
Mary Heising from Uni Research Health in Bergen, thank you very much, and also to Colin Humphreys as well.